Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're going door to door, delivering you the tips and tools you need to selecting and installing your perfect door. Special guest Jonathan Sweet from Professional Remodeler Magazine is weighing in on the remodeling industry, and Sarah from Therma-True Doors shares her company's latest options in glazing and what makes a fiberglass door a perfect choice for your entryway. We'll also be talking door styles, door hanging tips, vintage hardware, and so much more. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And welcome to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. We're going door to door today.
We are going door to door.
You know, for Halloween and for Election Day, people have been going door to door in our neighborhood trying to get us to vote for various candidates.
President called me. Hi, Mark.
He did actually call Mark.
So did someone else who had a pre-recorded, hi, Mark. 8 messages the other day from political candidates.
Really? It said Mark, too?
Oh, yeah. It said, hi, Mark.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Do they have to record every single possible name? Like, what if you have a very unusual name?
I don't know.
Huh.
Hi, Mr. Vote for me!
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty psyched about Halloween, and I was a little bit sad, too, because I had made that candy corn wreath for our front door.
Which was awesome.
And I love it, but the weather warmed up recently, and you know what happens to, like, you know, candy in the hot weather?
I eat it off the candy corn wreath.
It melts. So, actually, my candy corn wreath did a little melting the other day. Like, actually, there was, like, droplets of, like, orange, bright orange and yellow on the ground.
It liquefied?
Oh, it totally did.
Sweet.
But most of it's still intact, so I'm going to, you know, put it back together since the weather's cooled down a little bit. Cooled down enough for boots.
That's right.
It's boot weather.
But it's not so warm the grass we planted didn't pop up.
Totally.
Did I say that right? It's not so cold?
It's
anyway,
perfect
it was
weather.
Warm enough.
Yeah, it's totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm excited about Halloween. I have to say, all the kiddies walking around the neighborhood in their costumes and everything.
Yeah, I'm psyched for that.
And we have a little contest going on right now. You submit what you've carved your pumpkin into, a fancy jack-o'-lantern, to My Fix It Up Life, and there's a prize.
There is, and I would love to comment upon that, but I honestly to God have no idea what the contest
is. Well, it came out of me seeing these really cool jack-o'-lanterns that people were carving and creating, and we haven't done anything to ours. We've got 3 pumpkins in our house, and we haven't done anything to them and said, you know what, I want to do something cool.
I'll take care of that with a chainsaw.
Well, you said last week with Doug Mahoney from Tool Snob that you were not going to put any power tool to our pumpkins. So it's totally like the
that's
idea.
That's outdoor power equipment.
Well,
from a semantic standpoint, I could get away with that.
Well, the idea I wanted to use was from this old house, which they drilled holes into the pumpkin and then popped LED lights through it, like Christmas lights.
Cool.
And that's kind of the idea I wanted to do. But you said no power tools.
What is the prize, by the way?
An oscillating tool.
Oh, right on.
We were just talking about them last week with Doug too.
Yeah.
It's all about
Doug.
He loves
those things. Love
he
them.
Does. He really does. So I'm excited because we've got a couple of cool interviews that we did from the 2010 remodeling show on today's show.
those were exciting. They will be exciting when we replay them or play them for the first time.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah, we just replay bunches of old shows.
No.
Most of them, we do this for 5 minutes and then we sit here for the rest
of
the time.
No, we were talking to Sarah, who is a new mommy from Thermature Doors.
Yeah, she was very nice.
She was awesome, and they were doing a little, we were confused about what they were doing behind us.
We were?
They were throwing balls at the door.
Yeah, they had these, like, semi-hard baseballs that they were throwing, and they would throw them at a door to prove their durability and resistance to denting and those kinds of things.
Yes, and we also have Jonathan Sweet on today's show from Professional Remodeler Magazine and from HousingZone.com.
Yeah, he knows what's going on in the industry.
He really does. He's been around forever. I've seen his name everywhere, and this is the first opportunity I actually got to meet him in person was at the remodeling show in Baltimore.
Yeah, I've never met him either, so I was excited to talk with him and get his take on there's a lot going on in as much as there's not much going on sometimes. You know what I mean? The irony of the recession.
Well, I've been hearing that remodeling is doing much better than home building, of course.
I would not want to be a new home builder, I have to tell you that right now.
No, I wouldn't want to either, which is good because that's what we're all about is fixing up your house.
That's what we do.
So you want to go to break?
And why don't we come back and talk about more house fixing up after this on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. Fix It Up Life, and we're inside Fix It Up Fine.
We love Fix It Up Fine.
They're our favorite part of the show, most of it.
Well,
know?
I wouldn't say my favorite part of the show. I like talking to different people. I hesitate to use the word favorite.
It's one of our favorite parts of the show.
That's right. Herein, forthwith,
it's
undersigned,
like every part,
A.
Every part of my Fix It Up Life radio show is like, one of our children. So we love them all equally, but just, there's special things about each of them.
We love the fines. However we love them in whatever category we find that we love them, we love fines.
We love fines. And what are your fines, darling?
My fines, staying with the door leitmotif, is a company called VintageHardware.com.
Yeah, do they sell vintage hardware?
They sell vintage hardware.
Ooh.
So there it is. Okay, glad I could share that with you.
And what kinds of vintage hardware do they sell, dear?
I actually printed up one of their web pages. First of all, they have a page on vintagehardware.com of the timeline of housing styles.
Really?
Absolutely fascinating.
And did they match up the different hardware for the different times in
not
history?
Not on the timeline. It's not all of history on a timeline.
Okay.
It doesn't have, like, dinosaurs. And then,
seriously?
I mean, seriously? That's
really?
Your question?
You think that's my question? I'm thinking, do they have, like, arts and crafts on there? And then you can click on it, and then you can see all kinds of arts and crafts vintage hardware.
I don't know.
That would be very cool. Hardware or another website like that, that's a good idea. You can have it.
My entire life is in a hyperlink to something else.
I'm always thinking sometimes
and there.
You are a hyperlink. You don't need to think about it. You are a hyperlink.
They make stuff like door hinges with finials and imprints on them. And I printed up their page here because they're so gorgeous you can't stand it. They make mail slots that are works of art. They make rosettes. They make crystal and crystal doorknobs and pulls and egg.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the crystal doorknobs, I have to say.
You are a big fan.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. They got all kinds of stuff, but it's all for doors. Conversion door sets, mortise lock sets, entry lock sets, ball and steeple-tipped butt door
hinges. You're starting to sound like you're doing a commercial for them, dear.
Oh, by the way, this segment brought to you by...
It's not...
It isn't.
Let me
I'm psyched by this stuff.
I know. Let me talk about one of my fix-it-up finds here.
I'll throw that paper away.
So speaking of vintage hardware, you know, one of the things that we try to do for our house, the 100-year-old house,
mm-hmm.
and it's an American Foursquare, is I try to figure out when we pick products that are sort of going the timeline of when it was built, about 100 years ago. Because it's not – American Foursquare isn't a particular style, like arts and crafts or anything.
It's a time frame.
You kind of find different styles in that kind of house.
Right.
Yes.
So, what you're saying is it's more of a layout of a house than it is a style of home.
It is both, but it doesn't really – you can use some Victorian stuff. You can use some arts and crafts. You can maybe even get away with Art Nouveau, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say, right, JT?
For a little, you know –
yeah. I was going to use
hardware or something.
Ball Relief, which I don't even know what that is.
Really? Anywho, so one
you
of the places.
Really say anywho.
So one of the places
you don't
I
say that anymore.
I went is I'm trying to figure out.
I'll meet you at the club. My husband's home digging a ditch.
So waterglassstudios.com is one of the places I went, and I found a really cool antique brass finish doorknob that we now can use thanks to our electricians at Ambler Electric, who finally hooked it up for us after all these months.
Yeah.
And it's actually this really cool doorbell, like it's vine and trellis look to it.
Oh, I dig it.
Yeah, well, that's what our doorbell is against our house, honey. Have you tried it?
No, I answer it, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's really
something
good
rings,
thing.
I run to the front door. I don't know what the heck's going
well,
on.
Well, waterglassstudios.com, they've got a lot of really cool recreations of turn of the last century.
Sounds like you're doing a commercial for water glass
hardware for your door.
I'm holding up a sign right now that says water glass
hardware.
Anyhow,
so I have another fix it up find I want to share with you. It's
what
a little
is it?
More fun.
What kind of time we got?
Petdoors.com. They have petdoors.com. We've been thinking about doing a pet door for our cats.
Yeah, I want to do a pet guillotine for our cats.
You
but
do not.
Pet trebuchet.
Mark.
Sorry.
No, you don't.
I actually have to leave the show now.
That is awful. You are going to have to go home, and you're going to have to give the cats all big smooches.
Hi, Mark. This is John from PETA. Listen. It's been nice having you on the air.
It actually hasn't been that nice today, I have to say. But PetDoors.com, they actually have electronic pet doors. And what's cool about it is that it has a collar key. So it's an electric collar key that you can put on your dog so your dog can go through it, but your cat won't be able to because your cat won't be able to activate it without using the collar.
Okay.
Isn't that neat?
All right. You know, this segment does not sound like a commercial for PetDoors.com because isn't that really overthinking it?
No, I think it's actually a really neat thing.
Okay.
If you are an animal lover,
uh-huh.
unlike you.
I am an animal lover.
You're not.
Cats are pinheads.
Really?
Oh, my God.
We have three cats.
I've had dogs for many years, and Jessica's actually throwing stuff at me in the studio. Every time I enter a room, they are in a complete panic.
Like, and you think it has nothing to do with you? It has nothing to do with you.
No other animals have ever done it.
Really?
In my whole life.
Everyone does it to you.
Rowdy.
You energize everyone. You just are like a little energizer. Like there's electronic
rage. Yeah, the
rage.
Energizer bunny. Ha ha! Let's stay at the animal thing.
I didn't call you a bunny. You did. All right, bunny
man. You know
man.
What? Why don't you bring up the music, JT? Because we got to take a break.
I think Mark needs a little break.
Oh, well, we'll be back. I will get my head handed to me and see what it looks like on my Fix-It-Up Life. Popular Mechanics provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement and entertainment.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
Yeah, I need some work today. And I want to actually talk about a little radio stuff for a second. We were just doing some stuff in the back. We're recording some things in Studio B.
Yes, before the show.
Before the show. And we've basically been listening to ourselves talk. And I don't know if I'm talking or listening to myself talking. Right?
You're actually talking. And it's live and on the air, too.
Okay.
So I wanted to say a little shout-out to Tim, who were just, I think, was that Tim? No, that wasn't Tim. I want to say a little shout-out to Tim, our friend, musician, Tim Williams.
Yeah, Tim Williams.
He's getting married today.
Hi, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying hi to Tim?
And then I also want to say, too, Mark, that we are going to be bringing up the interview we did with Jonathan Sweet from Professional Remodeler Magazine.
Yes.
At the 2010 Remodeling Show down in Baltimore, where you did 9 bathroom clinics.
Yeah. If you want to know something about your bathroom, call me.
Yeah, you know everything.
That was a lot, but it was fun.
It was fun.
People were just engaged in what was going on. We did everything from tools to technique.
That's very cool, and I attended some of them, too.
Right on.
I never sat in the front row, I don't think.
You know, some people weren't that confident. They don't sit in the front row.
I don't know why that is. I'm not sure, but...
You posted a video... of a video tour of the booth.
Oh, yeah, the behind-the-scenes video of you showing me your booth.
Yeah.
And, Patrick McComb was on there from Fine Home Building Magazine.
Yeah.
And so was...
One of my co-presenters, big fixture at the shows, Mike Slogat.
Yes, and he does the kitchens presentation at the Kitchen and Bath Showcase.
Right.
And he had a very good tip for getting out of a room when there isn't a window.
Yeah.
Use a hammer.
So go check the video out.
Yes.
It's at myfixituplife.com.
It's very funny.
And if I said www.myfixituplife.com, I would be excoriated.
Well, you just show your age, babe. You just show your age.
Yeah.
So why don't we share that interview with everyone right now?
Let's go. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're here at the remodeling show. We're inside the Therma-True Doors booth. And I have to say that I want a new door.
Well, you know what? Producer Jessica?
Yeah.
Already shopping for a door.
Right on.
I think she just wants to walk out of here with one.
Well, she's
kind of petite, so I don't know. She might need one of these gentlemen to help her. There are a lot of strong-looking gentlemen walking around, too.
Replacement doors are heavy. It's not like she's going to sneak it out in her bag.
Yeah, probably not. She didn't bring her big purse today. But this has been fun. It's been like a little mini retreat with you, hanging out here at the remodeling show and Deck Expo.
Ironically, this is how we spend time together.
This is like our vacation date kind of thing. And it is super fun, too, because this is what we talk about all day long at our house.
It's what we do and it's what we love.
I
wish I could be a better actor and fake that somehow, but I'm not imitating myself. It's the way it is.
It is the way it is. And we are joined by one of the big experts in the industry right now, Jonathan Sweet. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's so nice to meet you because I've seen your name for years.
Now, we don't know, for those of us in the audience, you know who Jonathan
Sweet
is.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
I get so excited sometimes that I forget.
You just tell jokes and you start at the punchline.
Okay.
Yeah, three priests and a cop. I mean, you know, Jonathan is the editor of Professional Remodeler
Magazine.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, very good.
And Professional Remodeler has a whole new look this month.
Reinvented.
Reinvented. New trim size, new paper, everything, the whole nine yards. And HousingZone.com is relaunching...
On Monday, that's the plan.
On Monday. And
right
HousingZone.com is a great resource if you want to know anything about building products, anything about building anything.
Yeah.
You should go there.
Right
on Monday.
Yeah, go on Monday, though.
And although we're a trade magazine, for DIYers, we get a lot of consumer traffic. There's a lot of how-to articles on there and videos and things like that that might be of real interest to your audience, too.
Oh, that's great.
That is so good.
Our group is about a half and half mix of pros and super high-end or super heavy-up enthusiasts who, like, are remodeling their own kitchens. So they have the same questions that pros have. I guess you can approach it a little bit differently because you got to make money when you're a pro. But, yeah, same question. So that is good to know.
That is definitely good. And it is such a great resource, too. I mean, when you're a consumer, when you're, you know, a homeowner, and you're looking around trying to get ideas for what you want to do, and then also being educated to know what to ask the pro that comes to your house, so you're not completely, like, floored when they start using all these words that are floating around here at the remodeling show.
Oh, sure.
And can totally just baffle you. You're like, I guess you know what you're talking about, because I have no idea what those terms are. So
exactly. It can be intimidating.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, what have you had a chance to walk the show floor, or did you just swoop in today and land here in my Fix It Up Life?
Oh, that would be really cool if you took a helicopter in
any
and landed
kind?
Right here at the Therma-Tru booth.
We actually like any kind of swooping, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I know, actually, I've been in town since Tuesday, walked around the show floor yesterday and this morning.
Anything catching your eye?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting, I mean, there are some great new products here, but one thing that I think is a great change, we saw a little bit of it last year, even more of it this year, is companies are really focused on how they can help the remodeler, the services they can offer. It's, I think, a really great change because instead of just talking about, hey, look, here's our new door. No, here's how we can help you sell that door to a client. Here's how we can do an installation clinic and show you. Make sure you get that door or window installed correctly. And that's, I think, a really positive change. And I think it's part of what we're seeing as more and more of these manufacturers really focus on the remodeling market, a segment that a lot of them, when the building boom was going on, really didn't pay a lot of attention to.
No kidding.
Really? I love that, too, because it just helps with customer service so much for the remodelers. I mean, you're educated and you have all this stuff to lean on with the building products that you're using, then it just makes everyone happier in the long run, too.
And I know this from...
I'm just thinking about it from mommy's standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking mommy.
You are.
Yeah, I know.
You are. And I think about it from being on the ground and having stuff go wrong, you know, and the... being able to get to a company to find out how I can fix whatever unknown issue popped up is huge. I'm glad to see that you're picking that up as a trend.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're seeing more companies, you know, even as simple as posting the videos on their website, making sure. So if you are having trouble when you go out there and are trying to, you know, put down on the floor and this just isn't working for me, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
You can go and see, okay, you know what, here's what I did wrong, instead of trying to just read a instruction booklet that came with it that makes no sense to most people.
Well, and instruction
yeah.
booklets are notoriously not read, too. So
exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
the race to throw away the instructions.
What is this, all this paper? Well, you know, what is all this paper that's coming with this thing? I don't need this at all.
Yeah, well, remodelers, I take you all to task for throwing away the instructions. It's your fault. I've had to admit to several embarrassing times sitting down on a job site, reading instructions, looking at how to make sure I'm laying out a stair stringer right to my framing square, people making fun of me.
Well, I would make fun of you.
Okay, you want me to do it right or not?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's written down there for you.
Yeah.
So
it's very helpful.
Tisk tisk.
Exactly.
But what are we going to see in the magazine? And what's on the docket for the next issue that's coming out?
Sure, our October issue, which will be out mid-October,
okay.
which will be our second issue since the relaunch. We'll have our market leaders list, which is our annual list of the top remodelers in 20 top remodeling markets across the country.
Really?
And that'll also be posted again on HousingZone.com. Also have an interesting story on siding and trim trends, what kind of decisions people are making, colors, styles, what's really growing in popularity there, as well as we have a great interview with Sarah Suzanka.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
And also We have that'll be in print, and then I actually interviewed her again yesterday, and we'll have a podcast posted on Housing Zone hopefully next week with some follow-up expanding beyond the print edition.
Oh, that's so good.
And Sarah Suzanka is the author of the wildly, like New York Times wild bestseller,
yes.
The Not-So-Big House?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And she's written a whole series around that,
she's
too.
She's written a whole series. I believe it's 8 books now. The most, mm-hmm. She wrote one about a year and a half ago called Not So Big Remodeling,
mm-hmm.
that really focuses on that trend for the remodeling industry. And it's really, she says she's really gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback on that. People are really buying into the theories.
Now, I have a question, and you might not know the answer to this, but I'm so curious because I've never talked to her before. How not so big is her house? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know she has done some remodeling and really tried to implement those practices in her home,
mm-hmm.
and what actually started the whole not so big, the very, very first book was when she was when she was working on her first home, remodeling it, and couldn't find people who were willing to do the kind of things she wanted to do as an architect, because they were so focused on, well, we got to have square footage. It's all about square footage, which is, of course, it's about having square footage that you use and making the most of your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's really what her books
square
are about.
Footage that makes sense for you, because every home is so personal. You know, not everybody wants to have an open floor plan.
Right.
Not everybody wants to have a library.
Right.
Not
although,
everybody wants to have the kitchen be the center of the house.
Right, or an addition that's bigger than the house, and then you don't use those rooms.
Totally. Yeah. Not everybody wants to have a shop.
Well.
Why wouldn't you want to have a shop?
I don't know about that. All houses are built with shops, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they have to be. All houses have to be. Yeah,
it's
definitely.
True.
So how do you get to be one of the top 20 remodelers?
Basically, it's based on your volume. We collect the information, ask them to submit it. We also do some research on our own and basically identify the largest remodelers in these 20. It's 5 of them in the 20 top markets around the country.
Okay.
Right on.
Cool.
Well, Jonathan, we have to say thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
We have to say to the folks on the show floor, please check out Professional Remodeler Magazine.
And HousingZone.com.
And HousingZone.com. And we will see you on the other side of a break that we're going to take right now on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and beat around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Fix It Up Life. We're here in the Therma-Tru booth. We're inside the remodeling show. We're right next to Deck Expo, which is really in the same room.
Yes.
What other updates can we give right now?
What other updates can we give? You are surviving teaching 9 clinics here at the Bath Showcase.
They're getting better every time and not me.
Well, and I really enjoy seeing you and Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Donkley.
Do the competition about tiling, like who can go faster and everything.
That's right.
I like that. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's working out great. We strip to the waist, of course, and have no shirts on.
Well, yeah, you know, you make it like a strongman competition. And you do like what are those called?
The finger bars?
Something like that, and you have the big,
She's talking about World's Strongest Man competition.
I love World's Strongest Man competition. I think it's totally hot. Because everyone's like Magnuson. Whatever their names are, but they're just like
those
very
guys
erotic.
Shoes weigh more than I do. My whole person weighs.
Yeah, basically.
Huge.
They're ginormous. But we're here and people are, are throwing baseballs right behind us.
Yeah,
got a little setup here at the Therma-Trooper.
So far the big number is 75 miles an hour, which is heat.
It's heat.
That's heat.
I have to see you throw one before we go.
All right, we'll see what we can do. I don't want to upstage anyone with my prowess.
Yeah, but we are joined by a very special guest.
We are.
We are, and a new mommy, too.
Congratulations.
I've been looking at pictures, and they're just so cute.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm a little biased, though.
For the guys standing around here who don't want to look at other people's kids, I didn't see any baby pictures, so I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to glom on.
Yeah. I mean, they're very cute. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just so baby-focused because I miss my little one.
But Sarah, while a wonderful parent, actually works here at the Therma-Tru booth.
Yep. She does, and she has some news to share about new stuff that's going on at Therma-Tru, too. Not just their fiberglass doors, which are totally a great option.
Let's stop right there, and actually, can we talk about fiberglass as a replacement door option?
Yep.
Touch on that just a little bit.
Absolutely. I was going to explain. That's why we have the pitch booth, actually, to explain the durability of the fiberglass versus steel. So steel is going to dent, it can rust in different climates. So we want to show that by throwing a ball against a fiberglass door, it's not going to result in a dent or a costly callback for remodelers.
They're throwing all those baseballs at fiberglass doors?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
Because there's for painting the theater of the mind, there's a target over the door.
Right.
There's a paper target over the door.
We're the only ones here, probably, that didn't realize that. And we've been sitting here for a while.
We haven't tried it yet.
Delirious much?
Step up to the plate.
Yeah, they got a little pitchback thing right there, the hole cut out of it.
See, that's how dense I am. I thought they were decorative. Yeah. They were just to, highlight the pitching
there. There's a message behind our madness.
Are you sure you want us to be at your booth anymore?
Very smart at all. So.
You just need to try it, and then it'll all make sense.
Okay.
Now, it makes sense now that I look past it, but I rushed in here. We've been setting up the equipment. Anyway, fiberglass doors.
Yes.
You're gunning baseballs at them, so we've got some dent issues. I know I've replaced plenty of steel doors that were just paper thin from rust. The paint had peeled off. They're bland to look at. Blather, blather, blather.
Right. So durability, low maintenance are huge, but also the energy efficiency. They're thermally very efficient. They're not going to change with any of the weather conditions that exterior doors face. And you're not going to have to worry about it. They're backed by a full system lifetime warranty. For all of our fiberglass doors have a lifetime warranty. So you put it up. You have to reapply the top coat every couple of years, but that's it.
Wow.
Wow, I love that.
And will it take all kinds of different paints?
Yes. Any high quality acrylic latex paint. Yep.
I like it.
I like it too. And the way and they feel. I don't know. They feel better though than steel doors too. I'm into touchy feely stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't conduct the cold from the interior to the exterior like a steel door would as well.
Mm-hmm. Now talk about glass too, because that's something that I think is a really hot thing, that you can make your door really special and you can, you know, make it. You make it personal. It's kind of like jewelry in the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing more of a trend toward decorative glass for just that reason. The customization, the personalization. It also allows natural light into the home. So we have a variety of different glass designs, and we give them privacy ratings, too, because that's another key concern. Okay, I want the natural light, but I don't want peeping Toms or anybody to see my family inside. Mm-hmm. So we have a variety of different glass designs, all the way from, you know, a very modern, simplistic design to a center bevel, which is a very traditional design as well.
Sweet.
Okay.
We're extroverts, so we would just get giant glass panels all over the place.
There would be no privacy at all, yeah. We basically live outside.
Yeah,
so.
We do. I do. I live in a tent outside because I say stuff like I just said.
Yeah, he does. I also wanted to ask you, too, about the ugliest door contest, which I think is, like, the funniest contest in the world. And I was checking out the photos on your website, too, for the contest, and the door that I think won wasn't really even a door.
No, I think it was plywood.
It's insane.
Just a sheet of plywood screwed over somebody.
Pretty much.
Awesome.
It's amazing the conditions people will live in.
Well, and they won, you know, if you enter to win the ugliest door contest, you win a new
$5,000 entryway makeover.
Which is a hot thing.
We
love that Therma-Tru does that. That's so awesome.
It's fun. It's fun to see the dramatic transformation and the increase in curb appeal, because the home that won is a beautiful federal style historic home.
Really?
Yes.
And had that door?
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
They did the window replacement and they just never got around
to it. Did they do that to their house just to win?
Maybe.
I just got to say.
I'm feeling it. I don't know.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Research
shows that you don't use the front door very much. You typically enter your door through the garage.
Sure.
But so it's a focal point, but maybe the homeowner just doesn't even think about it.
Well, that's something I would actually like to talk with you more about, although we are bumping up against a break
here. I do want to mention another thing on their website, too, that I'm in love with.
One more thing.
The MySafe doors.
Yes.
Which is a totally cool thing that you can try out, like you can try out shoes and everything like that. You can try out different door styles for your house.
Absolutely.
On the Therma-Tru website. And what's the Therma-Tru website?
Therma-Tru.com.
Therma-Tru.com.
You know what? That sounded like a little jingle.
She almost sang that to us.
You know what? Thank God we have a break coming up, because I'm about ready to sing a jingle.
We'll have to have Sarah back on our show to do some more singing to us.
Seriously, and I want to talk about the side door is main door entry.
She's probably been singing a lot at home, too.
Lullabies.
Lullaby, and we'll see you on the other side of this break from the Therma-Tru booth, the remodeling show, with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement and entertainment.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life on this perfect day.
It is a perfect day. It's lovely outside. Crackling fall day.
It is a crackling fall day. I love this time of year.
I do too.
All the leaves are like, they're dressed up in pretty little outfits on the trees.
Oh my God.
And just all aglow in the landscape, and it just makes me feel all warm inside.
Yeah, me too.
Just like the campfire and stuff that you do at home.
Yeah.
You put some logs on the fire this morning.
I did.
You did?
Because it was cold and I shelter my family.
You do. You keep us nice and safe
and warm.
I use
my awesome power.
Oh, your muscles.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I just split the logs with my hands.
He does. Sometimes with his teeth. So anyway, Mark, we have a question that I think we should answer.
Bring it.
Now let me read the question, and I'll put 20 seconds on the clock and see if you can answer it.
How much time do we have to answer the question?
I'm just going to see if you can answer it in 20 seconds.
See if I listen.
Okay. The question is, I'm finishing a basement in an 80-year-old house. I need to add a 30-foot partition wall to contain the mechanical area and add a bathroom. I notice that the floor dips considerably toward the center of the home. If I use the floor to measure from, won't all the doors along the wall be at different heights once they're installed? What's the best plan here?
Oh, somebody that, first of all, just hooray for making the observation that if you measure from the slab in different places, you'll get different heights.
Yes, because you can't guarantee, like, you think about a room, and you sometimes you assume everything's a 90-degree angle, and everything is plumb and level, especially, like, in a new house, even old house, forget about it.
Right.
Nothing is ever a 90-degree angle.
No. And slabs are notoriously undulating, even if you can't see it with your naked eye.
Yes.
So the short answer to this question is you have to pick a control point to measure from so that all your door heads or the head jamb, the top piece of trim, are all level or in the same level going across the floor.
Relative to each other, because if they're all up and down, like if they're not exactly all the way across, it's going to make your eye go, what in the world is going on there?
That is exactly right.
You'll think that the ceiling is something wrong with it. You won't, like, know what's going on. But making sure there's a control point is so important.
And in this case, it's making sure it's the best one, the optimal one. So you may have to, this is one reason, actually, I like to make my own door jams.
Yeah.
As opposed to buying a pre-hung door sometimes. Because what you're going to end up doing is, once you find out that line, you should probably shoot a laser.
Mm-hmm.
Take a laser, spin it around the room, and find out what level is from the left side of the room to the right side of the room. And then mark down from your laser line to the floor so you know where the high points and the low points are.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mark, not everybody has a laser at their, you know, in their shop.
Good luck.
Good luck? What's a good laser?
What do you mean, what's a good laser?
What's a good laser that somebody could go pick up?
Oh, geez. You know, they're all high quality.
Mm-hmm. What's one that's simple that will get the job done if you're not going to be using it all the time?
I would, you know what, I would go one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
I would get a level, like a bubble vial level that mm-hmm. has a laser in it,
mm-hmm.
Like a 2-foot level sometimes. You can try that, but really I would rent one.
Okay.
I would rent a rotating dot laser, or you can pick up, I'm having a tough time with this, Bosch makes one, DeWalt makes one, I think, and the original is the PLS 3.
Okay.
And it's gonna give you level lines all over the place that you can measure from.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rotating laser.
We do.
At our house, and it's by a company called Level Light, which I don't even know if they're in business anymore. Anyway, you need to find a level line and measure from that. So mm-hmm. some of your jam legs are gonna be shorter, some are gonna be longer. You might have to pack the floor up, depending upon what the floor is, so that the reveals along the floor look even.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you give yourself enough clearance for the doors to swing all the way open and all the way closed.
Because if you swing the door all the way open, there might be a lump or a bump where you're swinging it open too.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have that after you've done all of the fancy work of finishing out that door
yes.
frame.
And you can do it without trimming the door bottoms, almost for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my take.
That is your take, huh?
Right there. There's a million details, million iterations. The key is get the head jams level with each other or in line with each other, and your best tool for laying that out is going to be a laser level.
Okay. Well, we have to take a break, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Right there.
Popular Mechanics provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life. I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable? Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com.
Fix It Up Life with my giggly husband, Mark.
And my fun-loving wife, Teresa.
Oh, fun-loving.
Fun-loving.
I like it.
Of course you do. I got to say stuff so that you like me.
Well, I do like you. I married you.
Good point.
I chose you.
Yes, you did. And I believe I'll give you reason to question that daily.
See, every day, pretty much, most days, I have take a moment from our relationship just kind of reflect on all the things I like about my husband.
I take a moment from our relationship, too, to find out that there's stuff I actually can do right.
Well, you do a lot.
I have to do it in secret.
You do. You know, as our relationship has grown over the years.
Blossomed.
And, you know, with the kids and everything. Yeah. I keep trying to tell Mark that one of the most exciting things about a husband that makes women excited about their husband.
Yeah.
Isn't like flowers and stuff at this point.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's crap.
Did you clean the kitchen, you made dinner, you're taking care of the children, and
your
you're playing
son,
with them.
Here's how to bag a hot chick. Do her dishes. I mean,
No, I'm saying after you've been married for a while.
Yeah.
It's exciting to us wives to see the husband taking care of, like, household stuff.
So the more we're emasculated, we can't split wood and go cut trees down and repave
the
driveway.
Well, we were just talking about that this morning. I'm reading the new Bill Bryson book at home.
Oh, I can't wait to read that.
I actually ordered it for Mark, and I'm reading it before he is. Anyway, so I'm reading this book, and it talks about where the word husband comes from,
mm-hmm.
and it comes from, like, It actually describes someone who owns the house and who rules the house.
Okay, so far, so good.
And then we have what we were talking about last night. We were watching someone on Comedy Central who, remember that, Mark?
Brian Regan.
Regan.
That wasn't last night, but anyway.
Recently, we were watching Brian Regan.
Hysterical.
And one of the things that Mark really is unhappy about in, you know, commercials these days and in sitcoms and everything is, like, how foolish husbands look and how just, like, control freak wives are being portrayed.
And both are not flattering images of your person.
They don't make me feel good, especially that new commercial for some kind of Photoshop-type product where she's trying to take a picture of all of the people in her family and everyone's dressed in the same plaid shirt.
Oh, she's dweebed them
out
of their mind.
She's mad because you just can't take a photo of this family because someone's texting and someone's doing this.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You put a bug in the guy's ear.
Yeah, and they're rebelling from her just mind-numbing conformity.
And they're all lined up on the couch looking very depressed.
Yeah.
And it's very sad. It makes me feel bad as a woman to see that.
And then she says she fixes her family.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're acting like idiots. She's acting like a control freak. She fixes them, posts the family photo to Facebook, and says, thanks to whatever product this is.
Yeah, with no idea what it is.
It's a computer, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Thanks to it, now I've got the family I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
That's not the family I want. Not a photo of people.
I want our kids to talk to us.
Yeah. You know, I like their personalities to shine through.
Yeah, I don't want them to run screaming.
I think it's for a printer called the Epson Therapy 1000.
That's really good, yeah.
Well, watch this, because I pulled it all together. Here, watch this. I knitted a nice story here.
Yeah?
I don't want them to go running screaming, wait for it, out the door.
Now, getting back to doors, I wanted to share, you know, a couple of things that we've been doing in our house with doors lately, and one of them is our barn door in our kitchen that separates our kitchen from our dining room. We've talked about it before as we've used material that was left over from doing our kitchen floor.
Right. We talked about it in the context of making the door slab.
Yes. We use our lumber liquidators. Eastern white pine, wide plank flooring to make this door. It's awesome. But we use the barn door hardware from barndoorhardware.com. And that's the one thing. It used to be people would walk into our home and say, wow, I love your floors. And now it's, wow,
I love your door. Yeah.
And then we say,
we
made it. And just like, where did you get this from? Where did you get the door hardware from?
Well, the thing about it is that, and Teresa designed
it. And it's a sliding. It slides on a track just like a barn door does.
Yeah. If you picture Norm's workshop on the new Yankee workshop, mm-hmm. he always comes out the door in the beginning or the end, and he introduces the project he's going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And he slides that door open. Same kind of thing. Rollers in a track, steel exposed, and visible hardware. It's not a pocket door, but it slides like one.
Yes, but it's like a piece of art. It's kind of what I was going for is to celebrate the function of the door as a piece of art hanging on a long hallway where there's nothing else there.
Right.
And I didn't want to just hang a random photo or picture there. I wanted to celebrate the functionality of our home.
Well, and I like that. Mm-hmm. I totally dig it. And I also look at it as the utilitarian solution to a huge problem because we couldn't fit a regular door in there. There's all kinds of junk inside the walls like HVAC, plumbing stack.
Junk.
That we couldn't do a pocket door if we wanted to. We'd have to rebuild the house.
Well, and we finished the door so that it matches the another door on that hallway, which is actually an original door to the house, an exterior door that we moved in position there.
Correct. We took off the 5-panel cellar door and replaced it with this formerly exterior door that has 4 windows.
Yes.
So you can see when you come up the cellar stairs.
Basement.
Cellar. I'm from New England.
I know, but for everyone else in the country, basement.
Yeah, when you're down in the, what is it? When you're down the root cellar.
Yeah, when you're down in the basement, you're coming up the stairs. Before, it was a door you couldn't see through, and so we would bang into whoever was in the hallway or coming up the stairs.
Took your mom down.
You did almost took, it was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you can do that. You can take an exterior door and move it into an interior application, and we did an article with photos for Old House Journal. It's online, too. If you search for our names, you can find that.
At, what is it, oldhousejournal.com?
That is correct, Mark.
All right.
Good job.
I like it.
And one of the things that we did is that we finished all of the original old doors in the house, too. We were lucky enough to find them in the attic.
Of all the things she saved. The original homeowner.
Mrs. Fabiani.
Yeah.
Yeah. She saved these old doors, and we were able to refinish them, and it's a long process to do it, but at the end of the day, it's so worth it, I think.
I have to agree with you. I mean, it's taking literally forever. I mean, I'm down to painting hardware, but they are beautiful.
They are beautiful paneled doors.
Douglas fir
doors.
Mm-hmm. 5-panel doors. And we decided to paint the hardware, which is some of it's original, some of it we had to buy new. We decided to paint it black. and it works perfectly with the sort of chocolatey color of the Douglas fir.
It's gorgeous. Well, I want to add a couple of things to, you know, the whole Fix It Up Nation, as you call everyone.
That's right. That's just because I'm trying to get on Colbert.
Well, you know, Mike Holmes is coming to the United States in November.
Yeah,
he's doing a tour from November 18th. He's starting out in Nashville, and he's going to hit Atlanta, Charlotte, Richmond, New York City, Pittsburgh, and Chicago. And you can enter to win to meet him in New York City at Lumber Liquidators is giving away $1,000 worth of their flooring and a trip to New York for two. You search online for Lumber Liquidators Meets Mike, and you'll find the entry form and everything on how you can enter to win. And another cool thing, if you live in the Salt Lake City area, Ask This Old House is looking for projects to work on in the month of December. And you can go to asktoh.thisoldhouse.com to submit your project to them. And it would be awesome for having them come out to your house to work on your home.
Oh, that would be the coolest thing ever.
If you could have the Ask This Old House team and Mike Holmes come and work on your house, I mean, seriously.
We'd have a barbecue.
Absolutely insane. So next week we're going to be checking down what's going on with the lead update.
Yes, very, very important issue, and we're going to get 1 week closer to our lead class.
We are. The EPA's renovation, repair, and painting rule. And then the following week we're talking to the couple Laura and Todd Bruce of WETV's Downsized.
Yes, this is going to be exciting. I'm really interested in finding out about these guys.
And we're giving away a Bosch 12-inch dual bevel ActiGlide miter saw. You go to our Facebook page. You go to our website, myfixituplife.com. You can enter to win. And you can check out who's entered to win and give them a thumbs up or thumbs down on their reasons why they want it. And we're also giving away a cool oscillating tool for the best carved pumpkin.
Check us out on Facebook. Visit us at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter and join us next time on My Fix It Up Life. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Like free stuff?
We do too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and speed around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.